Hi, this is Whitney Davis, and this is the Gather Podcast, Women Better Together. We are so glad you are here. Comparison and competition. They're buzzwords in many circles, and they somewhat make our hearts sink. But in truth, it's something we all struggle with. Because the world we live in functions pretty reliant on social media, influencers, and this concept of excess, we really have to fight against finding contentment constantly. It's not only a struggle for women, it's a struggle for the entire American population, in my opinion. And on this episode, we'll give some insight into where our battle with comparison comes from and how we can practically fight against it. This episode is for everyone. We're going to take a deep dive into the topic of comparison and competition today. In a recent Instagram poll, I asked the question, what is the biggest struggle that women have? And I got several responses from women of many different ages, and it was a resounding, unified response. And the top ideas or struggles that were brought up were insecurity, issues with confidence, issues with body image, and feeling inadequate. And I've been asked this question a good bit lately by several women leaders, and I felt like I had a pretty good pulse on it, but it was just confirming to see these responses come in, which then leads me to question, so where do these issues come from that we're all struggling with? This is a common thread throughout generations, common issues of women, mostly in America. And so I have some thoughts on where I think this struggle comes from. I think number one, we battle identity issues. That is, I think, just a sure thing. I think also number two, we battle our culture. We live in the U.S. It's the American dream. In the past, it was, you know, get married, have the 2.5 kids, have the dream home with the white picket fence, climb the corporate ladder. And I think we're even way beyond that now, living in a culture just of great excess. And so we get caught just kind of in this cycle of striving. And then thirdly, I think our access to information, our window into the lives of others, it traps us in a cycle of just comparing our life and our reality with others. And that happens sometimes consciously, but sometimes subconsciously. So I just want to talk and share some thoughts a little bit on this subject of comparison and competition, which is where I feel like a lot of these insecurities, confidence issues, body image issues, feelings of inadequacy, I think they stem from just this place of struggling with comparing ourselves to others. Theodore Roosevelt said it best in his infamous quote, "Comparison is the thief of all joy." I think we live in a day and an age where social media, it's made us the most connected culture to date, but I think in its promotion of connection, the feeling of isolation has become pretty overwhelming because we know people from a distance, but we don't know people intimately. And it's robbed us of our joy. We scroll through seemingly picture-perfect images on our social media accounts of strangers and even friends. And whether we intend to or not, we allow these images to infiltrate into really our very being to the point that comparison takes over and we begin to feel less than. And I think as women, we struggle with our identity as just kind of part of our genetic makeup. We want to be seen. We want to be loved and rescued and valued. We want to have a voice. And we say we want to promote change for the better in this world and we want to encourage others, but we often become our own worst critics and devalue our worth in such a way that we're really unable to reach out to empower others because we really feel powerless ourselves. So there's just this certain pressure to project an image of perfection that is really just simply that. It's an image. We get caught up in watching others who appear to be better women, better wives, better mothers, have it all together, never miss a workout. They're just oozing financial blessings, and those who just always seem to get what they want. And I think we just really have to remind ourselves that these are glorified realities. Behind those images and behind what we think we see is pain and rejection and frustration and arguments, imperfection, and much grace behind those images. We just don't tend to see that. In Galatians, we're encouraged to sink ourselves into the work that's been given to us, to be attuned to when God tugs on our heartstrings and plants dreams and visions in our heart that he wants us to carry out in this earth. And then we just need to sink ourselves into that. We don't need to allow the glances that we take at the races others are running and allow it to sway us from our purpose or our identity in Christ. It's our responsibility to walk out the plans the Lord has for our lives, and we really cannot do that when we're comparing ourselves to others who God's designed to run a completely different race than the one we're called to run. My husband always says, compare and compete, and you'll live in defeat. And the statement is so true. I think we're losing out on a whole lot of abundance and joy in life by allowing ourselves to fall into the enemy's trap of comparison. I love Psalm 139:14. It says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. God, we all know this. God made us each uniquely, and he made us wonderfully. I think we tend to not believe it sometimes, but he desires that we have fellowship with one another so that we can spur each other on in the faith. We have to learn as the body of Christ to balance encouraging others in Christ and sharing in their lives while still understanding and accepting that each of us is running a very unique race that's set before us. So we cannot compare a journey that another is destined for to our own journey. The races we run are uniquely ours and will not look like others. So I think it's a challenge for us to begin to cheer on our sisters and brothers with all sincerity. But then we must claim the promises of who we are in Christ, that we're daughters of the King, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're loved, that we're valued. And then as we walk confidently in who we are in Christ, we can walk out the calling he has for our lives and still participate in the joy of the things that he's doing in those around us. So that's all fine and good. But what does that look like practically in our lives? So one of the first things I mentioned was the identity issue. I think to fight identity struggles, I love to suggest that you just plaster messages all over the place to yourself, whether it's a sticky note, a post-it note, taking an Expo marker and writing on your mirror, making it the background of your phone. But you just begin to write scripture that speaks to you, words of life. It may just be like, you know, made in his image, of great value. Whatever that is for you, whatever your greatest struggle is, put those words of life in front of you. That was kind of a suggestion that someone made to me years ago. And there has been times in my life where I just needed to see that reminder. It's also really good to just ask a close friend, what do they see as your strengths and your characteristics of great value? When you ask those good friends those things, that's just, it helps you to kind of rest in not only just trusting that the Lord values you, but that you have great value to those in your life. And so plastering words of scripture and also just seeking encouragement from your friends who can help you identify what your strengths are. Sometimes we struggle in that. We don't know what we're good at in seasons when we're struggling with our identity. So reach out to someone who can help you navigate that time. I think secondly, we talked about the culture that we live in. How do we fight against the culture we live in? I think we really just have to get back to the basics. We have to realize that really our lives are just about this faithful, tedious, mundane work over the long haul that has a lasting impact for the kingdom. We don't just land in the world of big dreams fulfilled immediately. And I think it's a struggle when we see people on our social media profiles, people that we follow, quote unquote, influencers, living these lives of abundance, achieving all of these things that we may hope to achieve, when in reality, it's probably taken them 5, 10, 15, 20 years to get to that place. It's the faithful work every single day that we just have to fight to find fulfillment and contentment in those everyday tasks, those everyday things we pour our lives into. And we have to steward those opportunities well. And sometimes it's about setting boundaries, limiting our time on social media. If we catch ourselves, you know, falling into the endless scroll, we've got to set parameters to stop ourselves and to set up boundaries. And then thirdly, just dealing with the comparison, the competition. I think we're all guilty of this struggle. I'm guilty of this struggle. I can be having a fantastic day and I sit down and I scroll through something and I see someone who's accomplishing something that may be somewhat of a dream of mine, and I'm triggered and I immediately turn sour. What is the antidote to complaining? It's complimenting and celebrating. So we just have to be in a mindset where we begin to say, that's awesome. I'm going to celebrate those things. So we begin to celebrate others, the things that they're accomplishing. We begin to compliment and celebrate those close to us. And that means we actually have to do it. We have to make the phone call, send the text message. Like, I see that you're doing this. Like, that's so awesome. I'm so proud of you. I support you. Celebrate the things the Lord is doing in others. Go be the thing for others you wish you had for yourself in those moments. I think we're all in truth probably guilty of wanting applause and wanting recognition to some degree. And so humbling ourselves before Jesus and elevating others is a great way for us to combat the fleshly battle that we have with comparison and competition. And I think the bottom line is really that we have a whole lot of living still to do. There's a lot of kingdom work to be done. And living out a life of becoming more like Jesus and inviting others to walk alongside as they do the same. I believe the Lord's calling women to live authentically, not some filtered picture perfect image of ourselves. He wants us to be real. He wants us to share our real struggles, our real victories in a transparent way with one another. And we have to stay the course. We must sink ourselves into the specific purposes that we've been called to, all the while transparently sharing with others and spurring them on in the faith. After all, we are all about the same goal, and that is ultimately making His glory known in all the earth. So just encourage you today, don't allow comparison to steal your joy. Walk confidently in who you are in Christ and be the biggest cheerleader for others just trying to do the same thing. And we'll be right here cheering you on.
Listening to Gather, Women Better Together. Gather is a resource from IPHC Women. We hope that this podcast is a place of encouragement and inspiration, no matter what season of life you are in. Don't forget to subscribe. This helps us reach more women. And please leave us a review or comment. We love to hear from you. Find more episodes at ipHC.org/gatherpodcast. We truly believe women are better together.